We went tearing down the hill, me barking and Drover yipping. I kept right on his tail. I could see that much, even though it was double and out of focus. All at once, he came to a halt. I got myself shut down just in time, almost plowed him under. I mean, you get that much bulk and muscle going in high gear, and you don't just stop on a dime. Drover was spinning in circles and acting awful strange.
Oh, Hank, I just can't go on. I never know what to say.
You're not supposed to say anything, son. Just bark until we can check them out and give them clearance.
But, Hank, can you see who it is?
I squinted and tried to focus on the pickup. About all I could come up with was that it was green. No, who is it?
It's Beulah.
My goodness, just the mention of her name made me weak and trembly in the legs. Had to sit down and rest a minute.
And Hank, there's somebody with her. It's...
Don't tell me, let me guess. Spotted bird dog, long skinny tail, kind of a goofy expression on his face.
Well, maybe.
It's Plato. She's been sweet on him for a long time, and I've been waiting for a chance to clean house on him.
What are we gonna do?
Stay behind me and stand by for further orders. We could get ourselves into a little skirmish here. I marched out into the lead and headed towards a pickup.
Hank!
Later, son. I got violence on my mind.
But Hank!
I was too deep in concentration to be bothered with his yap. I marched up to the pickup and displayed my hardware. In the security business, that's our way of saying I showed him my teeth. Teeth being the hardware, don't you see? I displayed my hardware. So, fate brings us together at last, Plato. I thought you had better sense.
Hank!
I thought you had better sense than to walk into my territory, Plato. But it's pretty obvious that I overestimated your intelligence.
Hank!
Shut up, Drover. But seeing as how you were foolish enough to come on my ranch, I'm calling you out. Come on, let's have a little violence and bloodshed. Well, that must have thrown a terrible scare into him. I mean, he didn't move a muscle or make a sound, not even a squeak. What's the matter, Plato? You lose your voice all of a sudden? It's kind of embarrassing to get exposed in front of your girlfriend, ain't it?
Hank!
I turned to the little noisemaker. What?
You got the wrong pickup, Hank.
Huh?
They're down at the corral.
I moved closer, sniffed the tires, checked the sign, gave it a thorough going over. This is the wrong pickup, Drover, and since you're in charge of eyes now, I'll have to hold you responsible. I'm afraid this'll go on your record.
But Hank!
Drover, there's only two kinds of pickups in this world, right ones and wrong ones. This is a wrong one. Study it carefully and memorize the signs. Next time, I'll expect better information.
But Hank!
You think you can find the right pickup now?
I guess so.
All right, let's move out. You can go first. Take the scout position. But don't forget who's running the show.
Okay, Hank, just follow me.
And with that, we marched down to the corral to attend to the funeral of a certain spotted bird dog.